the famous pasuk in Parshas Truma of Osli Mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom. Hashem tells the Klal Yisrael that they should make a mikdosh. In the midbar was this mishkon. Shachanti b'soichom, and that's the place I will come, and the Shechina will find its presence there. So the psikta has the following. Moshe lemelech she'oisel od bas ktano. Moshe to a melech, he had a young daughter. Actually, higdilo ubosli de simonim. Till she became a boigra, she didn't have simonim of godlus. Hoye roye oisa b'shuk v'dabar imo. He used to speak to her in the shuk and speak to her. He'd meet his daughter in the shuk, his little kid in the shuk, until she became 12 and a half. And he spoke to her in the alleyways, in the simtois, wherever it is, in any place he would speak to her in public. Umedaber imo. Kivan shehigdilo ubosel de simonim. She became a gdoila now. She had the simone gdoila. So, Omar, ein kvoido shel biti she'eye medaber imo b'farhesio. It's not covered for my daughter that I should speak to her publicly. El asuli pafliyoin, make some type of a little room, a place, a hidden place where people won't see. She'eye medaber imo b'teicha pafliyoin, in this pavilion, I don't know, some little place where they'll be able to talk in private. Kach b'tchilo kinar Yisrael v'oyaveyu. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael as a young lad. He says, "B'Mitzrayim ro'oy soy shenema v'ovarti beretz Mitzrayim." Mitzrayim, they saw Hashem. He connected directly with us. V'ovarti beretz Mitzrayim. B'yam ro'oy soy shenema v'ar Yisrael sayot hakdoilo. So we connected with Hakodesh Baruch Hu. We saw him on the Yam Suf. B'Sinai ro'oy soy shenema ponim el ponim diber Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke face to face with us. He says, "V'kivan shekiblu es ha'toiro." Once they already were makabel the Torah, v'nasu loy le'umo shleimo, and they became a full-fledged nation. We were elevated to a new status because of the Kabbalah Satoira. Yeah, Omer ein kvoidom shel bonai she'ei medabim imor mefayesia. It's not proper covered for my children. I should speak to them publicly. Elo v'osli mikdosh shechanti b'soichom. Make this little place this mikdosh, and that's where I will come and I will speak to them from the mikdosh, rather than an encounter in a public place. When you think about it, it seems a little bit strange. If we're talking about the COVID, imagine this 12 and a half year old, this 13 year old girl. She's walking in the shuk, and the king, her father, the king of the whole nation, and probably comes with his, kings don't walk around alone, you know, with the whole entourage, and he comes to talk to her, and he's standing there, and everybody sees, wow, what a COVID. The king is talking to this woman over here, this girl over here. She's, no, that's not Lefi Chvoido. Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu appears in Mitzrayim to Klal Yisrael. On the Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael. At Har Sinai, Poni b'ponim divra Hashem. No, there's something lacking in the covenant. Now, when they were only Nar, when she was only a Ktano, okay, so for a Ktano, you're not Mechuyev in such covenant, it doesn't really matter, it's not so significant, so we'll speak to her publicly. But once she becomes a gedola, or once Klal Yisrael became an Uma, no, we can't have public speaking. Imagine if the Rabbeinu Shlomo would speak to us in front of all the Umas HaOlam. What a covet! That the covet would be underscored. The covet would be exaggerated. The covet would be massive. That he speaks to Klal Yisrael in front of all the Umas HaOlam. Everybody recognizes the status of Klal Yisrael, be elevated beyond anything that we can even imagine. And the same thing with his daughter, that here she is, this 13, 14-year-old girl, and the Melech stops, and he stands there, and he's standing talking to her. What a covet! There it says, we don't have the proper sense of what really is going on over here. They say, I don't know, I read it someplace once that, I think it was the Habsburgs, that when they would travel, I think that was the Austrian monarchy, when they would travel in public, and I assume they travel in public, that all the people lined up, that the king and the queen are coming through with their wagon, with their whatever they had, their coach, and all their horses, and all the army, and all the entourage, and yet they had to keep the curtains closed because the commoners couldn't see the king and the queen. So they're coming through with this great, all this covered, but to give them real covered had to be in private. The Pasuk says, Kol kvuda bas melech penimo. A bas melech, the covered of bas melech, is inside. Covered when it's exposed, when it's diffused, when everybody sees it, when it's shared as a public event, it diminishes from it. There's something cheap about it. It's oh, everybody sees it. It's this special. Even though on the one hand it looks like wow, on there's the wow effect that everybody is so oh look at this that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the whole Klal Yisrael. But there's something cheap about it when it's in private. It's intimate. It's something. It's between us. This COVID you're giving to me. It's almost as if the fact that the trappings of kavod are there and expanded, that takes away from the etzem of what this kavod is. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to understand, you know, when we think about tzniut and we think about the attitude that Yadus has to women and to the way they dress and to the way they call kavod avas melech panima. The Meiri says that the reason a mother is not Mechuyev in teaching an umnes to her son, only the father is because of called kvud bas melech pnima. You can't be mechayev the bas melech. She should have to go out and register her son in the university. She has to go teach him an umnes, go out and negotiate with someone to make an apprentice of her son. The exposure is bizoyin. The more something is exposed, the more people see, the more you detract from this mechubedik amasiv. When it's a little kid, okay, so there's a taka covered, the melech is speaking to her and this, but she's a kid, she's not roy, she's not in need, she's not coming to her, such covered. But already she's a gedoyla, or the Klal Yisrael before they became an umma, okay, there's a certain covered that has, it's true. But in reality, when you reach a level where you truly deserve the ultimate kovod, the ultimate kovod can't be public. The ultimate kovod can't be shared. The ultimate kovod is something private, is something precious, is something delicate, is something it's cheapened when everybody is aware of it, even though be'etzem on one level that brings more kovod. But it's not really. The same thing, you know, with dress. People used to be on a formal occasion, people would dress up, you know, and that was a sign of COVID. People today dress down, and that's a sign of I don't know what. But that's not what COVID is. When something is covered, when something is not available to everybody's eyes, to everybody's ability to see it and to know what's going on. That's really, covered is the sign of covered. When something is mechubed, you keep it covered, and memela, that enhances the covered rather than detracting from the covered. And it's a whole different value system. It's like, they used to have pictures of the president's inauguration, early days, the 40s, and maybe even the 50s, certainly the 30s and 40s, with the top hats, with the white gloves, with the tails, with the this. They're all dressed up. That's COVID. The more, when a person is uncovered, that's bizoyan. And our society has twisted that whole value system, and it's at a great loss to us. And that's why the more the more that we dress, the more appropriately we dress, the more covered we are when we dress, the less exposed we are when we dress. Exposure is zilzel. Covered is cover. Covered is private. Covered is the biggest covered
can be detracted from the COVID, and it turns out that it's an e-COVID when it becomes a public event and everybody sees. So I think it's a question of maybe an adjustment in a whole value system, but it's something that affects us in many. It affects the way we dress. It affects the way we dress for tefillah. It affects the way we dress for a chasana. It affects the way it certainly affects the tzniyus of women today. And something that a value that we should try to develop. The very simple at the end is a medrash. Here he says the medrash really speaks about all the different. We'll just read it very briefly, quickly. Or a kamohein chavivus the mitzvahs alifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. From the posuk that says tsrufa imroscha me'oid. Your words mahat seref hazem machnis es hakesef lakur. Vitzorfo says, "What is a tzeref? One who purifies. He puts the kesef into something and he takes out the impurities. Uboid kai pam rishoyno shniyo shlishis, and he checks it again and again and again to make sure that it's the ultimate purity. Kach parsha zu, and nemro kan the parsha of the Mishkan is said here. Uva teras koyhanim, and again in Vayikra. Uva midbor is in Baaloyischa. It's said again in Bamidbor. V'chol kach lomo." That's repeated three times to create even more of a schus for Klal Yisrael. She'ad shehein asukim b'mitzvah hu mitzava oisin mitzvah cheres. There is oisin in one mitzvah, they're getting another tzivoy. She mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Teida shehu kein kivon shehishlim Moshe. Kol klei hamishkon, dechsiv lechol klei hamishkon. At the end of this parsha of Truma, Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, al yeshvu Yisrael betelim in hamitzvos. Let Klal Yisrael not be bottled from mitzvahs. They just finished the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. Elo, his hero about Parshas Neirois. Tell him immediately on the Parshas Neirois, Vatot Tzaveh, and right after Parshas Truma is the next mitzvah, Parshas Neirois. It seems that the mitzvahs. The Medrash is talking about how mitzvahs are there in order to refine the Klal Yisrael. Again and again, another mitzvah, each one is another step. He compares it to the Tzoref Tzrufa Imros Chama'oid. And he says, and therefore, when they finish all the mitzvahs in this parasha, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, they can't be bottled from the mitzvahs, they have to go on and give them another mitzvah. But it sounds like the Medrash starts and says, "Re'ei kama chavivos lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." What's the chavivos of the Mishnah, of the mitzvahs? I would have said, the mitzvahs are chaviv lefnei atzmoi. Mitzvahs, this is the tzivoy Hashem, this is a bein olam chaveroi. Each mitzvah has its own unique matoro, its benefits, its te'eles that it has for us, and how it's mashpi on us, and all these things, but there's a chavivos in the mitzvah. It sounds like the whole chavivus of the mitzvah is not because of the etzem what the mitzvah is, but rather because of the hashpah that the mitzvah has on Klal Yisrael. So when we look at mitzvahs, we're not even looking at something that this is be'etzem so choshuv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us that we should be able to get a schus. The uniqueness, the chavivus of the mitzvah is because of the fact. Why is it choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because mitzvahs are purifying and elevating the Klal Yisrael, and he can't bear, he says, Al Yeshlu Yisrael betelim in ha-mitzvah. No, it's not. If they can't be without the mitzvah. It's not the pshat, oh, there's another mitzvah, it's very important to make a ner, and it's shine in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the whole world will know, and so forth. No, it's all about purifying Klal Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chavivus of mitzvahs is all because of what it does for us, then that should create a different type of chavivus that we should have. That it's this is what it's all about. It's all about that. Not only is that the tachlis, but it's not because the mitzvahs are choshuv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave it to us so we should benefit from it. That is the chavivus. That's what's unique about it. That's what's special. If that's the case, I think there should be a different attitude towards the privilege of performing mitzvahs, that they exist. They exist as good all because of one reason. And that reason is because it's mitzaref to Klal Yisrael, it purifies us. If that's what the mitzvahs do, then certainly it should take on a different sense of chavivus. And unfortunately, that today
with all of the outside influences, the negative influences, the negative attitudes in society, the lack of values, the lack of anything kimat that's holy and meaningful, we're all mushpa from that. And if we just look at a mitzvah as this is something that's precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only because of what it does for us, I think it gives another different level of appreciation and motivation that can help us in better performance of the mitzvahs.